This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can hear hellos from everybody who is here on duty. Yes, we are here at your service and on your side, even though it is, well, this is a worthless, useless holiday. We'll get to that in a moment. First, the bright side of things on the DJV show. I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there, and Victoria is over here, and Kara's in the middle, kind of, in a little, in a sort of a sweet way. Seven and change after the hour. Yes, today is Columbo Day, where we celebrate Peter Falk. Wasn't that the guy who starred in Columbus? Columbo?
That was Columbo, but I don't know what you're celebrating. In Los Angeles, where I live, it's Indigenous People Day. So
Native American Day, maybe better. It's another, it is really a useless, completely useless holiday. Every year I go through this, I don't know why someone isn't doing something about it, because most people agree that Columbus was a cur. And to celebrate or even to talk about him, was it last year, Jennifer, the year before, I refused to even mention his name, didn't talk about the holiday at all. Now, there is nothing about this guy. That is, and the fact that it's taken so long, you know, this would be like having a Harvey Weinstein Day. It's the same thing. You know, you celebrate a guy who, how did I describe him last week? He looks like Jabba the Hutt and his head looks like Pizza the Hutt. And Columbus is the same in my mind. Nothing about him. Maybe this gets old after a while. But the cities, as Jennifer suggested, there are more and more cities that are calling this Indigenous People Day, which is kind of a heavy load as well. And people, we don't want to celebrate this special. No, we have too many holidays in America to begin with.
I'm sure the people of the day off today wouldn't say that.
Well, that's, you know, good for them. I don't really...
But I feel like not a lot of people have today off. Yeah, does anybody? Yeah.
I know
I've never had it off of anywhere I've worked. Hmm.
I know a surprising amount of people who do. We don't, obviously.
Hmm. Really? Hmm. Okay, so who are the people who do?
My government employees?
I can't remember if it's federal or not.
It's a federal. Schools are closed, banks are closed.
I think then other random companies can kind of decide to have the day off. I don't know. My roommate's in Boston this weekend, and she gets home today because she has the day off.
What does she do?
She works for a private company.
Really?
Yeah. So it's I don't know, but yeah, I know anyone who's a teacher. My dad has off, and he's a state employee, so I don't know. It seems arbitrary who gets the day off, but.
Well, do they know even how many of the people that you just mentioned know what Columbus is really all about? Know who he was, what he did, what he's guilty of?
Taking the day off. That's what they want.
I think
everybody knows about him, right, at this point, but the people who have the day off enjoy a long weekend.
So why don't you have some conscience and some backbone and say, no,
well, what can
I
you
refuse
do?
To take the day off. I want to work.
Okay. I mean, who wants to do that?
People who have consciousness.
I don't think so. I don't think that has anything
just,
to do with it.
Yeah, maybe they're going to meditate about it at home.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they'll go to Target and buy a lot of sheets. Let's see, what else is on sale today? A lot of fall. This is the beginning of the Christmas. So to see there, last minute, isn't this considered last minute time to buy Halloween stuff, or is the biggest time between now and Halloween where things are sold up to Yananga?
If this is already last minute, then I must be way behind.
Yeah.
I haven't bought anything for Halloween yet.
But there are plenty of stores and websites that offer discounts. That's the best deals here, there, and everywhere. So I can't imagine there isn't something like on Amazon or one of those places. Well, Columbus Day sale, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, this is also Native American Day, which commemorates crimes committed against Native Americans and encourages people to learn more about the cultures of historic Native Americans, the historical side of people who still live here, in fact, and are here. That's one of the crimes against Columbus, how he treated the natives. Ugh, what an utterly horrible bastard he was. And to have us even mention his name, it'll give you bad breath. Don't do it because you'll get bad breath.
Well, the weird thing is, being in New York City where I am, it's very bizarre because Italian Americans, this is their day, and they take it seriously.
Really? There isn't any Italian American that I know that doesn't think Columbus was a... I can remember getting into this, Jennifer, with Roberta Fasanelli, who knew what was really going on with Columbus. So if you're an Italian...
I know, but if you go to New York, Victoria's right. I mean, they're protective of the statue. They're protective of the day. I mean, for me in Los Angeles, it doesn't even... I don't even know why we even have the conversation. I mean, schools are in session today. It's like, I don't know. Life goes on today for sure. There's not a lot of time off.
I mean, there was even an episode of The Sopranos where it was all focused on Columbus Day and then the controversy about the holiday and the whole thing and Italian-American heritage, which is why the Italian-Americans, a group of Italian-Americans in New York, they uninvited or disinvited Mayor de Blasio because they said he's a fake Italian because he wants to remove Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day or Native Americans Day or whatever. So that's why they're all upset with him, and they've been calling him a fake Italian, saying he's not.
No, he's a fake. Whether he's a fake Italian, a fake mayor, he's just a big.
Well, no, but the fake Italian is what. That's the controversy that's happening right now here.
Well, part of the that group doesn't like it because he's married to a black woman. I think there's all that.
They think he's disrespecting his Italian heritage. That's really the crux of it here, in New York.
All right. Well, anyway, the bottom line is that instead of celebrating or trying to think about something, what can we really call this? It's actually Beer and Pizza Day. Beer is, as most of you know, one of the oldest alcoholic beverages. First was brewed, when did we talk about this? Last week or the week before about beer?
I think monks did it, right?
Monks did it, yeah. They'll do it. Let's fall in love. Remember that song? They'll do it. No, birds do it. Monks do it. So pizza did not have any tomato sauce. Why are we even talking about pizza? Pizza wasn't Italian. It was first, the first pizzas were cooked in Greece. I don't mean Greece, G-R-E-A-S-E, in Greece, the country. Didn't you know that? Greece, the pizza is not an Italian dish. That's a big hoax, too.
They certainly perfected it because it not had any Greece pizza from Greece. I don't know. The Italians may have gotten hold of it. It's like pasta, right? Didn't that start with the Chinese, I guess, with noodles, right?
Yeah, right. Chinese did it. All right, so we've managed to dispel all of the things about today that you needed to know, the facts. We have the facts here.
And we've managed to offend every Italian listener lots and lots of ways.
No, I don't believe that for a minute.
Okay.
I have Italian blood in me.
Oh,
Stefanos.
Okay.
You don't even know. Stefanos is good. That sounds Greek. That doesn't even sound Italian.
Stefanini.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Let's see. That's another good one. I like Stefanini. Stefanos is... Yeah, the Stefan is not the... not the real name. It is shortened from some Greek connection, either Stefanos or Stephanopoulos, something like that. No, it is. I mean, and he decided not to drop his Apollopoulos off of his, so he's George Stephanopoulos Poupoulos. So here we are. Let's see. Is that a good way to get the Greeks too? Let's get them. Let's make a line of all the things that people. Various cultures that we can take a shot at just for fun, so the Italians won't feel like they're the only ones. Want to do that? Yes or no?
I think the silence is your answer there.
Yeah. Really? Pretty sure equal opportunity offender. I don't know. It's early. I don't know if I'm ready to go there.
Oh, really? Then they've done that. All right, let's get some mix going on here. That is ideas. Those of you who are not working today, those of you who are running HR departments, those of you who are running a business, and you find today one of those frustrating days because you know you've got to get somebody for that job. You know that job needs to be filled. You got to find the right person because the last hire you made was bad. You didn't use ZipRecruiter last time, so now it's time for you, if you're hiring, to use the right resources. Hiring is easy with ZipRecruiter. You know that quality hires keep your businesses moving forward. And I say businesses because This is for all of us who have businesses. No matter what size, we need to have the best people, the right candidates for the job. So if you're hiring this week, post your job, find the best candidates at ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job in over 100 of the web's leading job boards. It's just one click away. It's all you have to do. One click only. And then ZipRecruiter goes to work. Smart matching technology. They're different because unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate to find you. It searches and finds them, grabs them. What do they call those little things that get the information off of your computer? Spiders, right? Isn't that what they're called? That's a technique. Don't they call them spiders? Those things that grab information out of your computer?
Could be, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. You never heard of spiders? How come I, who doesn't know anything about computers,
I don't know.
Knows that term? I think that's what they are. Kara's going to check it out. While I give you the reason to do this now, you can use ZipRecruiter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Always there. Growing businesses of all sizes and industries all over the country are using ZipRecruiter for qualified job candidates. So here's the special deal that you have by listening to this program. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And you'll use ZipRecruiter first time free. Free, 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 free. F-R-E-E, free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. See how easily it works. See how well it works. Go there free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass. Guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed today.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. The hurricane known as Nate has disappeared. Blew through the Gulf Coast, threw boats against piers, made a mess of things down there. So pretty much the entire Gulf Coast has been affected by horrible storms, major damage and flooding with power outages and all that stuff. Biloxi, I think, was hurt more than anything else or anybody else. We are getting the entrails here in New England of it today, but not much. 4 or 5 hours of rain and some wind, maybe 30, 40 mile an hour gusts, but that's about it. If you're down anything on the other side of the lower side of the Appalachians, got a lot of rain, but the storm just kind of fell apart when it hit the mountains, and it bounced off of the Berkshire Mountains. That's where it is now, and is going up sort of the Hudson River Valley into Canada. But there's nothing, there's no real other than some rain, which we actually quite need. The contrast between the spring here and the fall here is quite dramatic with the number of inches of rain that we had in June before the equinox, and then now how, as we got into the fall, was autumnal equinox. We're getting a little taste of it again. Good. Good stuff. All good news. 21 half the hour. Good day. Hello. DJ Feedtime.
Thank you. Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Much about Jason Aldean before, as is my case. I now, I don't know if I recognize his music when I hear it, but I certainly pay attention. This song is a pretty popular tune, right? Hasn't this song been a pretty popular tune the last couple of 3 years?
This is a Tom Petty song. This is the cover of the Tom
Petty
song.
But Aldean used it on Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, but I could hear him doing a version of this song.
Could yeah, no, he's team. Never done a version. That's what I'm getting at, is that he did this as a tribute to the shooting victims and Tom Petty's passing.
But do we like the way he's done it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I guess, my point, which was awkwardly made. In the opener at the start of the show, he addressed the camera saying, "This week, we witnessed one of the worst tragedies in American history. Like everyone, I'm struggling to understand what happened that night and how to pick up the pieces and start to heal. So many people are hurting. There are children, parents, brothers, sisters, friends, part of our family. So I want to say to them, we hurt for you. We hurt with you. And you can be sure we're going to walk through these tough times together every step of the way. Because when America is at its best, our bond and our spirit is unbreakable." Good thoughts. Nice. And then he
got hit quite a bit this weekend, by the way. People are calling him a wimp or a coward for running away.
Are you kidding me? What was he supposed to do?
Yeah. Some people are saying he should have stood up there and talked into the microphone and told people to calm down and exit. It's like,
anyone who could have had that wherewithal.
I don't know how armchair quarterbacks do this, but this has been a real thing on social media, criticizing him for that. And then the guy, Dana White from UFC, I guess, had an event this weekend in Vegas that hosted 15 victims and some first responders, and they had asked him to perform the national anthem. And they said, no, we don't think Jason, his team said, we don't think Jason will be able to perform again. And then I guess he was ticked off, he tweaked when he saw him on Saturday Night Live doing this song. So he was publicly ripping into him, too. So the guy's had a tough week.
Wow. From everything I heard, you know, no one on stage or backstage knew what was going on. All right. They could hear was bullets pinging on the roof and hitting all the equipment in the back. So they were hiding, too. It's not like they were safe back there. So the idea that, like, he would have any idea, like, they didn't know where to direct anyone. What was he supposed to do? Like, stand up there as a beacon and get shot in front of everyone?
Lots of cruel people in this world. Using social media gives them license to be cowards, which is what you are if you use that tool that way. All right, here's something else that's good. The Somos Una Voz, We Are One Voice concert, a relief group being used to rush food, shelter, medicine, power, communications to the areas affected by the natural disasters. I don't know why these people continue to support the Red Cross. They must just be not knowledgeable. But there are other things. You see, I wouldn't support this because they give some of the money to the Red Cross. Giving money to Habitat for Humanity, Save the Children's Fund, UNICEF, that's good. United Way of Miami-Dade. First round of performers for this Somos Live benefit concert has been revealed by Mark Anthony, DJ Khalid, Prince Royce, Romeo Santos, Alejandro Sanz, Daddy Yankee. Will be at the Marlins Park on Miami, in Miami on Saturday of this week. It's also supported by Jennifer Lopez, ex-husband, ex-wife, Alex Rodriguez. That should be a nice time to see the three of them together. Selena Gomez, Ricky Martin, Demi Lovato, Adam Levine, Jamie Foxx, Jessica Alba, Sofia Vergara, Channing Tatum, Jenna. Wow, this is quite an interesting look. A lot of people here. Gina Rodriguez, Derek Cuff, Paris Jackson. The Kardashians will show up to get their picture taken, then leave. 28 after the hour.
See your shadow. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't possibly know someone by a small amount of information, just as others can't know you by only a small amount of information. So what you see in others are your own projections. And many times, what you see in others are the things you don't believe are inside of you. But the reality is that the potential for every human characteristic is inside of you. Because you are, after all, human. The next time you make a move to judge others harshly, be mindful, because there's a very good chance that what you're judging in others is what you don't want to see in yourself. It's what psychologists call the shadow. See your shadow. For more in-depth insights, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hour now on Columbus Day, here live as usual on all holidays. This isn't even really a, it's not a heavy lift here because this is really a holiday. But it's nice to be with you. It's always great to be here. There, I just found out something about Kara. Kara Schillen is here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. She's a dude. I didn't know that. When did that happen? I met you, and you didn't appear to be a dude at all to me.
I'm pretty good.
She's undercover.
Yeah, exactly.
An undercover dude. Oh, I got it. All right, well, maybe we should have her do some of the sports news in a moment then, because I don't know that's what they do.
But yeah, only guys
okay, Cam Newton.
Seriously.
He all lost an endorsement. Be careful.
Yeah.
Talk about people in the news. One of the best broadcasters in the history of the medium, Charles Osgood, presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award from the News and Documentary Emmys at Lincoln Center over the weekend, Victoria. A lot of standing ovations for him. The event was packed. He's, what, about 83, 84 now, I think? And he did that CBS Morning Sunday show for decades, and just until, I think it was last year or the year before. But he's got that, he still does those CBS commentaries. He still has that, he has got that voice and that look. There's something about him that just lives and breathes credibility. Everybody knows who Charles Osgood is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I sometimes assume things from people. Is that, Victoria, you don't know who Charles Osgood is?
I know, yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you a whole lot, but I know the name, and I know he's a famous broadcaster.
Yeah. Carrie, you too?
Yeah, and I'm even looking at him now, and I recognize his face, but
yeah
I also
I don't know what he looks
you.
Like. I have to look him up.
He looks like everybody's grandfather.
Yeah, kind of. He's rocking a bow tie. He's got some, you know, clear glasses on. Mm. Yeah, looks like my grandfather.
Yeah, right. There you go. Okay. So could a guy named Elvis Osgood win a prize, or is Charles... can you imagine Elvis? Who are the Elvises that are around now? I used to think it was sacrilege for somebody to name their child Elvis. Like there's Elvis Duran. Who's the other Elvis Costello?
Mm-hmm.
Those two. Who do you think you are using that name?
Oh,
what
boy.
In the world? Right? Elvis belongs to the ages. There's only one Elvis. The king. The other guys are imposters. Actually, Elvis Duran is a pretty good broadcaster. He's still doing mornings on that rock station in New York. I think he is, isn't he?
Well, in top 40, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, excuse me, we got to get that straightened out. No rock will be... No,
unfortunately, there is no rock station in New York anymore, unfortunately. So.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, because...
With horrible radio in New York. It's Market One, and it's... I mean, this is inside shop talk, but it's Market One, but it is the worst city for radio.
Boston's radio is terrible. L.A. is okay.
L.A. has some...
some decent morning shows.
Yeah, right. Just one decent morning show. Yeah. That's right, too. All right, other names in the news today. Canadian, say it again, Doug. I thought he was a Canadian comedian, and I was going to put the words together. Ralph May, 45 years of age, died in Las Vegas, referred to as Ralphie. He'd had pneumonia, canceled a number of dates over the past month, trying to recover. I don't know him. How would you describe him for me, please? Somebody who knows... What he
saw him, maybe?
Yeah, I'll defer to the ladies, because I knew of him. He did a lot of stuff on K-Rock, actually, in Los Angeles. But
really?
He went on, he was a stand-up comic, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was on Last Comic Standing. I don't know if he won
or if
he was just on the show,
yeah.
Which isn't a show that I watch that much. But, you know, I didn't really watch his comedy, but I was surprised by how many people I saw talking about him.
Yeah.
And not just, like, celebrities mourning, because you always get that anytime someone dies. You get a lot of celebrities saying stuff. But actual people that I was Facebook friends with saying that he was one of their favorite comedians, and he was really nice and seemed like a great guy. So, you know, it's unfortunate that because he was only 45, I think.
Yeah, 45. Yep, yeah. All right, other people in the news. I made reference earlier to Harvey Weinstein. Who pronounces it? Is it
Weinstein? He's a Steen.
Yeah, he's a Steen.
Mm-hmm.
He has been removed from his job at the company he founded. Mm. Board of directors fired him because of the sexual harassment allegations that apparently go back for a long, long time. And now... Because he's been very active in political circles with the Liberal Democrats for a long time, donating $660,000 over the years to Democratic causes and candidates. There are a lot of people who are running for cover, or they're just giving the money away. Senator Patrick.
He hosted a lot of fundraisers. That was his big thing in L.A. It was tons for all the big Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Lisa Bloom, though, for a second?
Lisa Bloom is Gloria Allred's daughter, who was representing him at the beginning.
Yeah, well, not at the beginning, up until, like, Saturday. And Lisa Bloom is one of these attorneys who represents every woman who has ever made a sexual harassment claim.
She's just like your mother.
She's a lot like Gloria Allred, exactly. Yeah. And so it was very surprising to me, mm-hmm. and I think probably the rest of the world, that she was trying to justify representing Harvey Weinstein when, I mean, these horrible accusations were coming out. Typically, she'd be the one representing his accusers, and she wasn't right this time. And Gloria Allred last week actually made some public comments about how she said she wouldn't represent this guy. And then, you know, a few days later, I think Saturday is when she dropped him. But I thought it was odd. And it makes you wonder what the motivating factor was. Do they have a friendship? Was she making money from it? I mean, what would cause her to totally change her whole business to represent him?
We made that comment on Friday. We were joking about it, like, wow, Lisa Bloom's representing him? Like, it was so bizarre.
Not for her. Yeah, that doesn't, it's not a good look for her. For
no, sure. But I think, I read something over the weekend that she's friends with his wife, so who is a lot younger than he is, Georgina Chapman, who is the lead designer for Marquesa. She pretty much dresses, you know, pretty much every Hollywood starlet for red carpets and things like that. So I think that the wife is friends with Lisa Bloom, and I think that's where it came from, but it's still so weird.
So if you're his wife, what do you do? And mine is lawyer.
She hasn't said anything.
What
I mean,
do you do?
I don't know. Maybe she knew and she's one of the look the other way types. I don't know.
First of all, she's his wife and she's much younger. So she already knows the gig. I mean,
has to, yeah.
She knows the gig. She knows that he's a gross dirtbag. And whether she knows that he was doing it with other women or not, obviously, if this is part of his sexual thing, she's got to know that he's a little bit of a freak, right? I mean,
so I'm just looking her up now. She's quite attractive.
She's very pretty, yeah.
And so she's along for the ride for the dough. I mean, what else?
Well, in the beginning, yes, because he was a major investor in getting her fashion career off the ground, and now she doesn't need him anymore. I mean, Marquesa's almost pretty much a household name at this point, so she doesn't need him anymore.
They missed the knock on the door of my house, but I guess they...
She'll probably quietly divorce him. Yeah. Don't you think it'll be a real quiet separation? She'll probably just kind of blend away.
Probably, yeah.
So some of the people who have gotten his money, Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, let's see, Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut. I don't know who Martin Heinrich is. Anybody know
he's a senator.
From?
Let me think. Somewhere in the middle, let me look.
Al Franken, a Democrat from Minnesota. All of these are giving the Weinstein contributions to women's charities.
He's New Mexico. I always want to put him like up in Minnesota. Yeah, he's New Mexico.
And the Democratic National Committee has $30,000 from him that they're going to give to Emily's List.
He used to, I mean, during the presidentials, he, I think, hosted a ton of fundraisers, like with George Clooney and stuff for Hillary Clinton, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So how is it, I thought that the limit was $1,000. You can get money, you can collect money or say that you've collected it from other people and give more, right?
I
collected
out
for my friend and my next
door
neighbor.
Those are small donations. That's what Bernie Sanders used to always say. I got $25 or however you what was it, $33 for Bernie Sanders? but you can give more. That was what Bernie was hitting, is that, you know, the small donations are 1,000 and under. But you could be I think you just have to be on record as to donating if you do those big amounts.
All right, so just for the record, just for the fun of it, I'm looking at this list. Two of these people I have regard for as politicians. I don't know anything about them as human beings. And the only person that I've ever actually personally, I've talked to three of these people personally. Al Franken, I've done a couple of radio programs with him. Patrick Leahy told me a dirty joke in a park in Washington.
Okay, that sounds so sketchy.
Breaking news.
In a park.
Here's what I did.
Half with his foot underneath your bathroom.
There was an event. I was invited to an event in Washington about 10 years ago to support the nation's farmers.
And no one showed up. It was just me and Patrick.
I was asked to, there were some cows on the front lawn of the Senate office building. You know, that there's a little slope, a little hill. There, as you go down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. So we had the cows there, and I was holding on to one of them, and Leahy, who's chairman of the Ag Committee, because he's from Vermont, came over, and he didn't know me, I didn't know him. He shook my hand, hi, I'm Patrick. I said, I know who you are, Senator, nice to meet you. And he said, have you got a minute? And so we talked for a couple minutes. It wasn't like it was, but he...
Like he randomly was waiting for someone to tell him that he joked to?
Yeah, and it wasn't really dirty, it was funny, and it was about a cow. And I know he's had to have told the joke before because, you know, he's from that venue. But I got a kick out of it. So he's okay. Cory Booker, I've had high regard, actually, for him. But there's something that came out that sticks in my mind. I can't remember what it is, where he got caught with his sort of, not his pants down, but he, didn't he get into something this past summer? There was a controversy about something.
Was it pharmaceuticals or is
yeah,
that
was it. Taking
well, something else. Yeah. Just because right. that's a Jersey thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's my biggest like knock
drug
on
money.
Him.
Yes. Yeah.
It's drug. It is. It's that's my biggest knock on him. Bernie Sanders put together a bill to lower prescription drug costs for senior citizens, and Cory Booker didn't back it because of all the big pharma in Jersey.
Right.
He lost he lost a lot of liberal support in New Jersey because of that.
Yeah. Right.
Not cool.
Yeah. All right, and the rest of them are all. Elizabeth Warren is probably the number one horror show that there is in terms of just that. It isn't about women. It's just about... she's just... Who was it that first started calling her Pocahontas? Was that Trump?
Yes.
She ran for office claiming that she was a Native American. And somebody got a hold of her DNA and found out that wasn't exactly true. Matter of fact, none of it was true. All right, let's get to the sports news. Shall we, ladies? The Tom Petty tribute that was supposed to take place at the Florida game about against LSU. So what happened here? Victoria,
did you hear about this one, Jen?
LSU? No, yes, because I have
game controversy.
Cheat sheet. But no, not before I got the cheat sheet. So, yeah, go ahead, tell us.
Yeah, this was so. Tom Petty, of course, is from Florida, and so the Florida Gators were staging a tribute to him during their game against LSU on Saturday, and the attempt failed pretty badly, and they're blaming LSU's marching band for it. As the Gators began playing Tom Petty's song "Won't Back Down," the whole stadium started singing along, and they were playing it over the stadium's loudspeakers. As that was happening, the LSU marching band they were in the stands where the marching bands sit when they're not, you know, on the field for halftime shows and whatever. And so they started playing over the music, and they started playing their own sort of fight song. It didn't go well, and there's a lot of fan video that's circulating on social media where people were recording Gator fans yelling at LSU's marching band to stop playing, and it got heated, and the marching band started fighting with the crowd. It was really not good. And so after the game happened on Sunday, the LSU marching band offered some sort of a clarification, which doesn't sound any better in my opinion. They said it was customary and tradition for LSU in every game over several decades. At the end of the third quarter, the Tiger Band always plays their pregame touchdown song. And so they said the plan was for LSU to honor their quote-unquote decades-old tradition while Florida was honoring Tom Petty. So they intended to do this at the same time. I don't know how or why anyone would plan that, two songs happening at once, but that's what they said that they were doing, and they said they weren't intending on, you know, they apologized to anybody and that they love Tom Petty, too. It's kind of like, wah, wah, well, you ruined the tribute.
What I don't really get, either, is that normally fight songs are pretty short, so I wonder if they, like, did it more than one time. It's not that hard for whoever is directing, like, as someone who used to be in a marching band, it's not that hard for them to just wrap it up at any point. So, like, once they saw the response from the audience, they should have just stopped it and then did it again some other time.
What did you play? What instrument?
I played clarinet.
Oh,
right. My mom.
You told us that before. Clarinet.
Do you sound like your mom thing?
No, my mom played the clarinet in the marching band, too. It's cute.
Oh, twins. Yeah.
Mike Pence was at the San Francisco game, and he left after a couple of the players knelt during the national anthem.
Well, he went to the Colts game, and, they took to the their knee, and so
weren't they playing
up.
San Francisco?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's, you know, he's Mr. Indiana.
Mr. Indiana. Yeah.
So he stood up and left.
That was planned. He was going to leave if they did that, so it wasn't surprising but that he left.
So they scratched an itch, and he itched right back, and there you go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to have that available information, aren't you folks? 10 minutes before the hour, this is the DJV experience.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
There was 57 channels and
let's get to the $3 million report here, 53 past the hour. It is Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with the current information that will help you if you are concerned about how things are getting to Puerto Rico. Here's a high-tech or low-tech, but an interest. Well, it's an interesting bit of info. And Netflix is in the news again for not a good reason, taking themselves a little too seriously. You've heard about the latest Apple devices, but do you know how to get the best deal on a new device? Jay Curtis will give you that info.
The new iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, and Apple Watch Series 3 are now at T-Mobile. And the company has some compelling offers on these hot new devices. Matt Staniff, Senior Vice President for T-Mobile, has more.
Right now, any customer that trades a qualifying iPhone will get up to $300 off their new iPhone 8, 8 Plus, or iPhone 10 by 24 monthly bill credits. And of course, you can get Netflix on us with taxes and fees included with your T-Mobile One plan.
T-Mobile also announced a new iPhone upgrade program. Customers can trade in their current iPhone when 50% is paid off, and T-Mobile will wipe out their remaining payments so they can upgrade to their next iPhone free and clear.
And don't forget about the new Apple Watch Series 3. We're giving customers 3 months of free cellular service, and then it's just $10 a month after that with autopay.
For more details on Apple device pricing and data plans, go to T-Mobile.com/Apple.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
All right, 56 past the hour, Victoria. Netflix, boo, boo, boo. Okay, so you're going to tell us why I'm booing?
Yeah, well, Netflix is raising its prices, so the plans are going up by between either $1 or $2 per month, and it's going into effect in November. They just announced this, so they're obviously slipping this in without giving anyone any warning. So the standard package is $9.99, that goes to $10.99. The premium plan from $11.99 goes up $2 to $13.99, but if you have the basic plan, $7.99, which gives you DVDs in the mail, that's not going up. That's staying the same. In a statement, Netflix says that the reason that they're increasing prices is to bring in revenue, to add more exclusive TV shows and movies, introduce new product features, and improve the overall Netflix experience.
Really? Basically, buying that?
Charging people a lot more money. No, because I think the basic Netflix experience right now is terrible. They have the worst movies. They have the worst TV shows. They dump everything. They only carry things for like a month at a time, and then they dump everything. So the only reason that anyone I know has Netflix at this point is for the original programming. So fine, that they might as well just be in an original network then and forget about offering movies and TV shows because they just keep cutting everything.
Wow. And they built their success on the House of Cards. Maybe this whole network is
that was their first that's their flagship. Yeah, they spent $100 million on that show.
Yep. All right, what else you got to hear from these balloons? What's going on?
Well, the FCC has given Project Loon, which is an experimental balloon-powered internet program, they've given them a temporary license to provide cellular service in Puerto Rico, which, of course, 83% of cellular service on Puerto Rico is still out. And so Project Loon, it partners with local telecommunications companies, and it transmits high-speed internet from high-altitude balloons. This has actually been founded, remember Google X? I don't know if it was big in New York City because they were based here and they had a whole Google lab and there was a lot of fun, cool stuff that Google was doing with research and things like that. It's now actually called just X is the name of the firm. It was Google X. And so they've provided backup internet services after natural disasters in other places like Peru. But now, which Peru, of course, had bad flooding at one point, so they provided internet service there. Puerto Rico is a little bit different. It's more involved, and the telecommunications networks that are on the ground are also still suffering. So I don't know how soon this will be able to help Puerto Rico and get them back up on the internet and give them cellular service. But at least, you know, they're moving. Project X is moving in and trying to get this going as soon as possible.
Project X sounds like ought to be an episode of the X-Files.
Right.
Project X. Well, they certainly need help down there.
Yeah.
Any way, shape, or form that it can be presented is good. All right, good report, Victoria. Thank you. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.